You were talking about how much you loved your father. What was Woody's relationship with your father?
Oh, just wonderful. He wouldn't have it any other way. Woody was headstrong. You couldn't tell him no. He didn't try to. I never will forget, we lived in 417 North Hill. The street level was the house where you go in the front porch, and then the back end of it was on a hill part, and you had to go about 20 steps to get up there. It's a split level house. The main part was up this part, then you went down there, and then all down was the basement. And Woody had a frame shop set up down there, all his mats and paint. He was a carpenter, among other things. He built stuff, framed all his pictures. And Papa was talented. Papa had one of his brothers, an inventor. They were carpenters. They were talented people.
Do you remember any time that your father had to discipline Woody when he got into trouble?
Or? Yeah, if they ever did that. Papa was not a fighter. He wouldn't argue. That's it. And that's the way Roy was. Well, Woody framed all of his pictures down in there. And Papa, being a carpenter too, interested, he was down there hanging around. He was showing Woody something, and Woody wouldn't go for that, and he just threw down a thing and walked off, and that's the end of that, I remember. That's as far as the fuss ever went.
Well, he was 10 years older than you.
Woody was.
Yeah, Woody was. Do you remember him writing about the family early on? Remember
reading? He wasn't writing about then, no.
Even when you were 10. When did he leave? When was the last time you saw Woody? I know he came back again, but didn't he leave at one time and you didn't see him for about 12 years?
12 years. It would be in Pampa, Texas, yeah. Because at some time my stepmother, my dad left to get a job in Oklahoma. We were in Texas, border Texas. She planned to be a magnetic healer, and she hung her shingle out, and that's the way we lived. Papa, his burns had left him crippled, and his hands were all gnarled. You know, that's what bothered me, because what he trained himself for and really loved, he was not able to do it.
What did he really love?
He loved the government and politics, and not a radical. He kept up with it. I got all the stuff he wrote in my stuff. I got people clamoring to try to get to see that. One of these days, I'm going to get it out. We'll look at it.
Well, let's go back to your mother. She had a mental illness, your mother did.
They thought it was, but it turned out to be Huntington's disease, just like Woody inherited. He used to have a 50% chance of inheriting it.
And there must have been a time when you were concerned whether or not you inherited
it. I was past 35. They said, you're going to show signs by the time you're 35. And I went to see Woody in the hospital in New York, and the doctor called me in, you know, and they were trying to discourage, like me, to not have any children. They're trying to stamp it out. You don't have any children, you know, that's it. Well, I already had a little boy about like this. And I said, Woody did more in his 35 years than the rest of us would do in 100. I don't believe in being tested to see if she's going to have something.
And then there's the story of your sister, Clara, and her death. And she died in a fire.
I didn't know her either. She would have been 15 years older than me. Did you notice, Guy, in all the pictures, my family looked sad. Clara's sitting there, just no expression, but none of the other kids either. So that might just be the way they were raised. Don't ever smile, because they didn't know how to smile.